We were talking recently, and you pointed out that special education does not infer that the students who need it are less smart or academically capable than their peers. I'm sure it's obvious to people like yourself, but explain what you mean by that.
Our kids who have special needs have very many different types of special needs. Sometimes they need behavioral support, social support. They may need help with reading. And whenever anybody hears this term of special education, a lot of times they get the wrong inference from what we're actually talking about. And it what we're really trying to do is kids that have any needs, that they have the appropriate means to learn. That's what we're hoping for.
So at this conference, one thing you'll be talking about is ADHD. I know when I was in school, it seemed every year more kids were getting diagnosed with this. What are some of the challenges that will be discussed at the conference about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
We have speakers that are going to be talking about how to help these kids learn in the classroom, as well as how to keep them organized, and also some tips to help with their behavior at home. And we're dealing with ADHD kids, as well as some of the struggles that parents have with children on the autism spectrum.
So are these students all, you know, when there's a special ed classroom, are they generally lumped together? So, you know, a student with ADHD might be in the same classroom as a student with Down syndrome, with a student with Asperger's. How does that work?
Many of these students are in the regular classroom, and that's why we invite parents or any caregivers as well as teachers to come so that they can learn. And the point of this conference is this is a very low intense conference. It gives parents and teachers the opportunity to interact with each other and also to ask questions of the experts and the student support services, because many of these kids are in regular classrooms.
Tell us a bit about the featured speaker, Dr. Mary Loken. She's a local advocate for students with disabilities and has a past in education, right?
She has spent her whole life in special education. She has a PhD. She's worked with the school district. She's worked with the regional school district. She's worked, I believe, with UIS. And so this has been both her passion as well as her life's work.
And what are some of the topics she'll be discussing?
What we have asked her to do, since she has been doing this for so long, is to show us the spectrum of special education, where we have been, and also, because she is so passionate for this, to look at where it looks like the future is going for our kids.
And so you also plan to have a sibling panel. Why do you think it's important to include the siblings of students with disabilities?
In families that have children with disabilities, profound disabilities, even minor disabilities, there is so much focus on that child that when there are siblings, there's an impact on the siblings as well. And we thought it was important to give these kids a chance to speak from the perspective of what happens when so much focus is on the brother or the sister.
What are some of the major issues facing District 186 when it comes to special ed and students with disabilities?
Well, I think everybody struggles with the resources. Also, the struggle is to keep up with what is the latest and greatest way to deal with these children and how to marshal the resources to give the majority of these students, or as many students as possible, the best education. And I think it always does come back to a district with dealing with the resources. Many of these services for children that have special needs are federally mandated when they have individual education programs. It's called the IEP. But still, it's a matter of finding those resources to give the children the support that they need.
And so another topic you plan to address during this conference is transitioning. What are some of the challenges these students face when graduating from high school?
It's hard enough when young people graduate and move into adulthood. Many of these young people have increasing difficulty or more difficulty finding a job, keeping a job. They may need to get into support such as disability, social security. Parents may need to deal with guardianship. There's legal issues. There are just so many more issues that you're dealing with a child with disability that parents who have kids that are going through the normal pathway, as difficult as that is, has no idea all of the issues that you deal with a child with disability. And really, when you have anybody going into adulthood, what you want them to do is you want them to be successful and have a job that they'll feel good about. And for a lot of our kids, that's really hard to find.